גדל מעולה. סביכן. אז כתוב ברמב"ם, כל שתוציא ארץ בשנה השביעית, הכל מותר לאכלו. הכל מותר לאכלו מן התורה. שנאמר והייתה שבת הארץ לכם לאכלה. מותר לאכול. אלא שחזל אסרו כל מה שגדל מאליה. למה אסרו? כתוב ברמב"ם, בני עובר עבירה. שלא ילך ויזרע תועה וקטניות וזרעוני גינה בתוך שדהו בסתר, וכי שישמחו יאכל מהם ויאמר שהם גדלו מאליהם. אני לא זרעתי את זה, לא ממני. מפני שחששו חז"ל שאנשים יעשו רמאות כזה, לפיכך אסרו כל הספיחים הצומחים בשביעית. זה מה שכתוב ברמב"ם. המקור לרמב"ם זה גם משנה בסוף משניות של שביעית בהתחלת פרק ט', וגם ראיתה בפסחים. אלא שהברייתא בפסחים מביא את זה בעיקרו מדברי רבי עקיבא. כתוב, רבי שמעון אומר, כל הספיחים, כל מה שגדל מאליה אסורין, חוץ מספיחי כרוב. אתם יודעים מה זה כרוב? בטח, נכון? אז כרוב, רבי שמעון אומר שכרוב אין כיוצא בהן בירק השדה. ולכן רבי שמעון אומר שכרוב מותר. זאת אומרת, כל מה שגדל מעליה בשביעית אסור. חוץ מכרוב, כרוב זה מותר. וחכמים אומרים, הכל אסור. מבאר הגמרא, שכתוב בתורה, לא נזרעו ולא נאסוף את תבואתנו, שאנשים יאמרו בסוף שביעית, איך אנחנו יכולים לחיות? לא נזרעו ולא נאסוף. אז התורה אומרת שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישלח ברכה. אבל רבי עקיבא מדייק, כתוב, אין לא נזרע ולא נאסוף. ודאי אם לא נזרע לא נאסוף. אז למה התורה מדגישה לא נאסוף? אז מבאר רבי עקיבא, אומר רבי עקיבא, וכי מאחר שאין זרעין, מהיכה אוספין? ודאי. אז למה צריכים להגיד לא נזרע ולא נאסוף? מרבי עקיבא, מכאן לספיחין שהן אסורין. מזה לומדים שאפילו דברים שגדלו מעליהן הן לא נזרעו, אסור לזרע, וגם אסור לאסוף ממה שגדל מעליה. אומר רבי עקיבא, אז רואים מן התורה שאפילו דבר שצמח מעליה אסור. אלא האם אסור לעלות ולקטוף תפוח? אז מבארים, רק אסור דבר שאפשר להגיד עליו לא נזרע. זאת אומרת, דבר שגדל משנה לשנה כמו אילן, כל שנה מוציא פירות, תפוזים, תפוחים, אז בשנת השביעית גדל מעליה, מותר לקחת התפוח, מותר לאכול, רק אסור לעבוד את אילן, רק אסור לקחת לעצמו כאילו שהוא הבעל של הפרי. אבל דבר שצריכים לזרוע בכל שנה ושנה כמו ירקות, אם זה גדל מאליה, זה גדל מאליה. אני לא זרעתי את העגבנייה, אבל נפל עגבנייה בשנה שעברה, נטמעו הזרים בתוך הקרקע, נגדל מאלה עוד עגבנייה. אז אנחנו אמרנו שמדין התורה זה מותר, ועקיבא אומר שזה אסור. הן לא נזרע ולא נאסוף. אמר בעקיבא, וכי מאחר שאין זרים מאיכה אוספין, מכאן לספיחין שאין אסורין. אז מה מיוחד בעניין כרוב? כרוב מבאר את הגמרא, זה כמו תות שדה, שיש צמיחה עיקרית שנשארה משנה לשנה, ויש דברים שיוצאים. אז אומרים שכרוב כמו זה, יש אימה שנשארה בתוך הקרקע משנה לשנה, וכל שנה יוצאים גידולים חדשים. אז הכרוב זה יוצא מן הכלל. הכרוב זה ירק שדומה באופן שזה גדל כאילן. אז אומרים התנאים, אמר רבי עקיבא, זה ירק שגדל מאלם, אסורה מן התורה, אם זה דבר שבכל שנה ושנה היינו רגילים לזרוע. אבל כרוב לא רגילים לזרוע. זאת אומרת שרבי עקיבא סובר שמן התורה, כרוב מותר. וזה יש מחלוקת אם לומר אף על פי כן כרוב יותר דומה לגווניה משדומה לתפוז, לכן לאסור כרוב גם כן. זה הסוגיה בגמרא. אז רבי עקיבא אומר שספיחין אסורין, כאן נראה הוא סובר שמן התורה הן לא נזרע ולא נאסוף, ויש במחלוקת אם יש עוד גזירה מן רבנן. אבל למדנו בתורת כהנים בספרה, למדנו שחכמים אומרים כתוב בתורה אס צביח כצירך לא תקצור. מכאן סמכו חכמים איסור ספיחין. אז לומדים מהספרה שזה איסור דרבנן, לא קורא בקיבה שזה איסור דרבנן, מכאן סמכו. זאת אומרת, זה לשון של הסמכת, צביח כצירך לא תקצור. האמת שצביח כצירך לא תקצור זה הלכה שאסור לקצור כמו שקוצרים בכל שנה ושנה. מזה למדו רמז מן התורה, אבל רמז זה אומר שזה דין דרבנן. ספיח כסף, מכאן סמכו חכמים איסור ספיחים. אז במשנה בתורת כהנים כתוב שספיחים זה איסור דרבנן, אסמכת מן הפסוק ספיח כצריך לא תקצור. בבבלי אומרים שזה איסור דאורייתא, אז איך משלבים שני המקורות? אז רשי סובר שכאן לפני ביור, כאן לאחר ביור. Right? So Rashi holds that one is, Rashi Pesachim says that if there is a din de raisa, b'kiva is going to be after biur peiros. How do we know? What's he going to do with the Mishnah? What the Torah's Kodim would say? But the Mishnah writes. Is that? No, so the. You mean the main? Built machloikas. The Tosis holds the machloikas, but she's saying according to Rashi there may not be an isur bechlal of koydim a beer. I have to look around to see if that's supportable. But according to Rashi, it's bechlal and astira. I mean, there's no need to say it's astira. According to Tosfos, it's going to be a machlokes hatanon whether svichin is a nisa deraisa derabanan. Rabbi Akiva holds nisa deraisa, chol nisa derabanan. If it's an nisa deraisa, if an nisa deraisa, again, if it's an nisa deraisa, it means that all what's the Isur Deiraisa? All right, if it's an Isur Deiraisa, that means we're darshaning the pasuk Hein Lo Nizrav Lo Ne'esof. Right. But according to Rashi, beer means to get rid of it. But it could be, okay. It could be enough to work with in Rashi. But according to Tosfos says clearly that Psochem Nun Bey says that they Raisa. So Lechor it means that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, right, is svichim in a Torah or mida rabbanon. So if svichim is mida eraisa, so what's pshat in Rabbi Akiva? Hein lo nizrav lo ne'esof. That something which grew in the year shviyas is also to collect that. Right, if something primarily grew not in the year shviyas, hein lo nizra. Now, if it's something you don't have to plant, if it's a tree, then there's no isur bachlal. Hein lo nizra, but if it's something which I have to plant, that means it's beikur growing this year. The kruv, the strawberry, it has something which lasts mishona l'shona. So its primary growth is not a shvistika growth. It has new shoots every year. Right, this particular kruv. But the kruv is, it's like a tree. It's lo nizra, it's not planted this year. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an Isa de Raisa of benefiting from fruits or produce where the primary growth is not a good word to say because the fruit obviously grows, but where it's, Rabbi Akiva explains that Shvius produce means that the whole plant was Shvius. If the whole plant is not Shvius, then it's not Shvius produce. So the din de rice of svichin, according to Rabbi Kiva, has to be that the entire plant. So that's why the Chazal say that a kruv is different, because a kruv, it's like our example is a banana. The banana tree goes down all the way to the ground, and then during the winter, and then it comes back up. But you don't have to replant it. You don't have to replant strawberries. That's why we make a bracha adam for yadam on it, right? The Chazal, it could be machlokes we showed him. That could be like machlokes we showed him in how we pshat in the Gemara. But once we paskin that the pshat is called ma'adisa gabza, so then diga gabza b'choshosa b'shosa. So then I thought that's clear. So so this principle that Chazal applied to brachos, so that principle Rabbi Akiva understood that is magda the din de raisa of what's called peiros shviyas. Mashena kain, according to Chachamim, according to Chachamim svichin, they darshan esviach tzircha loy siktzor mikan som Chachamim isur svichin. So Chachamim were saying that the din of Svichin with the Rabbanon is, as the Rambam explains, that we're afraid that a person is going to plant something be'isur. Then they oivri aveira, shelo yelech v'yizra tvu v'kitnias, v'seiser, u'kishe yitzmchu yoichal mayen. So how do we know this? Because that's what Yerushalmi explains. Yerushalmi explains how is kruv different. Yerushalmi has the mission is a different nusach. Come in a moment. But how is kruv different? Rashi explains in the Bavli kruv is different because the mother plant stays mishana l'shana. Yerushalmi says how is kruv different? You can't clearly identify what shvi is growth. Again, it could be the same thing. Hey, Yoy said the mother plant mishana l'shana. So I have to figure exactly which is the new plant. I'm not sure if it's the exact same Nakuda, but that's the Nakuda. The Yerushalmi says what makes Kruv different, that it's impossible to figure out what is the new growth Mishana Lashana. So therefore, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that there was a Machlokes, whether Kruv is part of So therefore, it could be that kruv and things like kruv are the only surim of svicha. Right? L'chari, that explains why the tendom are quoted differently, why the Mishnah and the Brisa are different. The Mishnah quoted by the Yerushalmi is, as Yerushalmi understands, is al liba, the din that svichin is a din derabanan. And the Brisa in Psochim is a liba, as the Gemara says, Rebekiv, the svichin a deraisa. So if you hold that svichin, kruv is a kruv, a kruv is a kruv. But a kruv has different qualities, different ways of looking at the quality. The fact of the kruv is that it is like the pineapple, it's like the banana, that it's like the strawberry, that it has a mother plant and new shoots every year. But the mother plant stays the same, stays underground the same, it's rusa the same. So elomai, and the kruv is another quality. Maybe it's the same quality, different quality, that its growth is not easily recognizable mishana lishana. So in the Bavli, the Tanom, as the Bavli quotes it, since they're learning pshat and svichin as being a din deiraisa, so in Melem, he was very good today. He lasted almost 10 minutes.
He said, Rabbi, what's the same also from Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah? Okay, very good. That's very good. But you can tell Mrs. Bell is on that for 15 minutes, he was very good. He told me. Yitzchak, thank you very much for coming. There's a family who wants to see you outside. But thank you very much for joining us. So since the Bavli is Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah, so to speak, that the Svichin are Deiraisa, so therefore the uniqueness of the Kruv is that it does not fit in the Svichin. Memela Svichin is clearly not therefore Kruv is clearly not Svichin, only Machlokes of whether Chazal made Exerina. But in the Yerushalmi, where Svichin said in the Rabbanon, so there the issue is that Svichin is an order to move against the Ramon. So the Ramon, their strongest advantage is that they can't get caught. The strongest advantage is when the plant is not Niker. The plant was Niker, so we can all figure out who a Ramon is. But when you have a growth that's not Niker, whether it's going to be a Shvistagi or not, so in Mela, that's why in the Mishnah quoted in the Yerushalmi holds, everybody holds of Kruv. The only Shaila is, right? Everybody holds that there's an Iser of Kruven. Shaila is, do we extend Svichin to other growths that can be Niker? That would explain the Shinei Tanoim. That also explains, the way we present explains the Arichos and the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is, Kol Shetoitzi Oretz B'Shona Shviyas. Whatever the earth produces during Shemitah, Beimin Azer Shendafal, Beimin Oikorm Shendiktsru Mikoidem Vachozru, Beimin Oasovim Vayiroko Yisholu, Hakol Mutter Lo Ochlo Yimin HaTorah Shenemer Vahoyisu Shabbos HaOretz Lachem Li Ochlo. Now as Ram was explaining, how does he understand the I'm not sure. He's explaining the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi. Soif Rambam is passing like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Bavli holds that Svichin that they rise to Dikadin, and the Ram's going to pass against the drawn Dikadin. So the Ram explains to us, Shenemar v'hoyis ha-shabos or zachem li'ochla, because we darshan the Pasuk that perish v'yis ha-li'ochla. Afilu soda shenetayva is v'tzomcha mutarn v'achila. V'zeh shenemar sviach tzircho lo'isig, sir. So here the Ram's explaining, he's explaining the drasha of the Chachamim in the Torah's Koyanim. V'zeh sh'om v'svich tzirch l'tzik tzor lo'y sh'lo yik tzor k'derach sh'koy tz'ay l'chayra. This is a ray for Rabbi Akiva. Sviach tzirch l'y, he doesn't bring it, but it's l'chayra supports Rabbi Akiva. To din deiraisa, he says, no, the pshat of sviach tzirch l'y sik tzor sh'lo yik tzor k'derach sh'koy tz'ay l'choshona v'shona k'etzak yoyin sh'koy tzar. In other words, l'chayra, it's a strange place to put the Easter Ktzira in Rambam. In the middle, he's presenting it of Svichin. Elamai, what the Rambam is pointing out to us is this gufa is the drasha of Chacham Mikan Somchu. How would I know it's an asmachta b'almu? The Gemara says Mikan Somchu, but why is it an asmachta b'almu? Because that's not the pshat. The pshat is shalayikza kederach hakoytzrim, but it's mutter to be koytzrim to be nene. So memeila svichin has got to be an iser derabbanon. Or midivrei soifrim shukol asvichim asurim ba'achil v'lom gozru. Elam Ashenishar is with all the arichas the Rambam. Rambam says kol she toitzi eretz b'shona shviyas beimin azera shenofal. That the Achrenim discuss how could Chazal make such a din the Rabbanon? They're going to end up being mafsid peri shviyas. These are all peri spektusha shviyas. So they're going to be mafsid it. So there are numerous truths that are given. The muskel rishon is that it's nifstad me'eleo. We're not doing a hefsed b'yadayim. I'm just letting it go. The Ruch HaShulchan writes that it's not even nifstad me'eleo. Why? Because the halacha is that svichin, we have an halacha vav. Ad masaya surin svichi shviyas, b'matzoi shviyas, me'eva shoshana ad Chanukah. But after Chanukah, the svichin are mutter. So Ruch HaShulchan says, you see, it's not nifstad. We can figure out a way to preserve it till after Chanukah. Yeah. Correct. That's a Chazanish, is a different teretz there, Chashulchan. Chazanish says, another Ha'or, he says that being mafsid something in order to keep it in the Rabbanon is not a hefsid. You know, once Chazal is sacking it in, no, so that becomes what we're supposed to do. That's a Chidush and Leisoser. In other words, it's not Stam saying Sheval Taitze. He's not some saying Chazal and Mesak in a din, and they said B'shev al Taisa we can be battled din. No, he's saying that part of the din of Leisoser is that once this that Chazal can create their own form of a kiyum, their own form of, I wouldn't say kedusha shviyas, but their own form of a kiyum din. So memeila, if it's going to go lehefsid, but that's the kiyum din the rabbanon, that's not called lehefsid. That's what we achrayim say in Baltashkus very often, that. Baltashkus, which is the Mekayim HaMinug, the discussion comes up, somebody keeps food, let's say, under the bed. So should you throw it out afterward? Because the Ruach Ra. So many Achronim say that we're not so makvid. Then we shouldn't put it under the bed, but if you put it under the bed, so then you can eat it. Person touches food before doing the Tzitzit Hamshul Shachris. So many Achronim say, Ad Kilekach, the Ruach Ra didn't go. Vilna Goyin said that after the Maisa with the ger, so there's no Ruach Ra b'chlal. So, right. But other Achronim say, no, so don't get nervous about Baltashas. This is the Kima Minach, the Kima Din. What's the Kima Minach? It's not Baltashas.
Whenever you planted, there are shishas.
Yeah.
Now Romans, before it's not a kiyum. So weren't the two shitos whether you have to eat it or you don't have to eat it?
Well, boss lakita, boss are gido shlish.
But whether you have to eat it or you can just leave it where it is. Is that called
hefsed?
Even what you planted, why is it
different
from
the tree? That's what I'm saying. Hefsed be a dime. Hefsed be a dime is not a hefsed dime. Right?
What
are
the
Rosh Hashanah
not like about
the Tarets of Hefsed? I don't know. Well, no, not Rishayim. I'm not sure how to make a I'm not sure. I was wondering about that, whether the Bechlal held.
The place also writes, you don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
The place he writes is, no, you don't have to eat food, you can let it wrap by itself.
Yeah. I don't know. So the Rambam with all the arichas kol she toitzi oris v'shana shviyis bein minazer shenofal bein minikorim shenikzu mikoidem bein wasom v'yirokei sholom v'yaleyen hakol mutal ochloi. What about kol she toitzi oris v'shana shviyis she zora ba'atzmoi? But about if he planted it, missing the Rambam. Kol she'toytze oritz v'shana shviyis. Rambam would have stopped him. He would have said, "Obviously he planted it, and he planted biyadayim. He went out and planted his tomato patch during Shemitah." But the Rambam is more pal. Kol she'toytze oritz v'shana shviyis bein menazera shenofal bein meikorim shenikzuru bein ma'asom yorke sholom yaleyan hakol muter. Afilu sodesh in the type of shviyas, there was some avoidance of karka V'tzomcha peiriseo mutarin. But what about when he was Zeire himself? This is what he discussed. Until now he discussed Shomer. What about Nevan? So there's three shittas. There's the Rivon Rosh Hashanah, Nav Tes Rosh Hashanah, quotes Tesim and Aleph. The Tesis quotes the Rivon that Ovid is like Shomer according to Rinatam. Rivon holds an Ovid Saka, that's the same din as Shomer. And our Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid discuss it in Perek Dalach Tesvav. Discuss part of it. Ovar v'zor v'yashviyiz v'yotzel l'shvinis. Ovar v'zor v'yashviyiz. Person planted it in Shemitah year. V'yotzel l'shvinis. And now holding after Shemitah. Im zor l'zera ben zor ben yirokoi osir m'tzoy shviyiz kishor asvichim. The Rambam says, it's like Svichim. Should be no worse than Svichim. Now, when Chazal made their din, it's a Svichim, so they included Kol Masha Zorin. A little bit difficult. Why didn't the Rambam say it in Dal and Aleph? Kol Tosha Toit. It's a little bit difficult that there's a din of Svichim, it's to prevent the Rambam from cheating us. Whatever person gets up in the shul and says, I'm planting tomatoes this year, and everyone wants to have a tomato. So now I'm planting it, right? Freshly planted tomatoes, right? He does it, Ovar v'zorah b'shviyus, v'yotza l'shvinus. So Rambam says, Kishor svichim, right? The Ravid says that, Ravid says, Le'imotzinu b'zereh b'shviyus shum heter. Says the Ravid, is that really correct? Didn't the Rambam himself say, Perek Aleph Yud Beis, Hanoteya b'shviyas bein b'shoigeg bein b'mezid yakor. You have to, Chazal made a din to get rid of it. Vimnei shi Yisroel chashudin ala shviyas. Im toimar b'shoigig yikayim yim b'mezid shoigig o'yisi. So they said din the Rabbanu to get rid of it. And the Rambam explaining, the din the Rabbanu is even come to shoigig to amazin. So the Ravid apparently understands, that this is a more chomedik din svichin. That's a nafkmina ledina, two nafkminas. Nafkin number one, after Chanukah, Shana Shminas, and Laniyah's Daiti, another Nafkamina, it seems from Rambam that Tzvichin is only an Iser Achila, and not an Iser of other Ishtam Shuyas. The Rambam says, Midivre Serfim Kol HaTzvichin Asurin Bachila. I discuss with him Daik and the Rambam like this and that. So L'Choira, that would be two Nafkaminas. The Ravid holds that once you say Yakor, Yakor means gotta get rid of it. So Rambam apparently understands that if a person plants, you have to get rid of it. Now what happens if a person with Oiver and Zriya and Oiver and Akira? They're both. Alright? So the Rambam has, according to Rambam it sounds like Svichin. Svichin means it'll be Mutter Vishminas. Maybe it'll be only Asa Vachila. And the Rabbi learns Pshat, Yakor doesn't mean that's another good thing to do. And if he's not oikir, now we have a din of svichin. Ravid learns pshat that svichin, that a person was zereh b'iser, when Chazal said yakor, they meant that the whole pre should be destroyed. The mela, the pre should be destroyed. Apparently, a Ravid understands. Once the pre should be destroyed, so it means that you can't Chazal Asid Ol Pri. That's a little bit of a jump, but look, that's what he says. So when it comes to Nizra, so three shitas. The Rivo says clearly Nisa De Raisa. The Ravid who says it's an Isa, it's a Knas De Rabbonon, and understands V'yakor means Oser L'Hones Mimenu V'yakor, and the Rambam who presumably understands that, who presumably holds that it's that it falls under the din of Svichen. Chazal included this in Svichen. There is a Sman Choshen Mishpat. Sman Choshen Mishpat paskins like either like the Rivo, like the Ravid. Why? Because there's a Sman Choshen Mishpat, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, it's really Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Cheskas Karkois, what happens if a person is machzik bekarka during Shvius? So the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Va'oichel Be'iser. A person is machzik karkois Va'oichel Be'iser. So the Sma says, so the, it's I think it says Orlu Bashvius. So the Sma says, and Siva's quoted as well, Shed Zora Bashvius. So Lachara the Sma understood, either like the Ravid or like the Riva, that it's that's the example of Achila Beiser, because he was Zereya Beiser. We found a Chuvas Rambam in the Per Ador. So I'm not 100% sure if this is Pshat Rambam. Oh, one second. The Chuvas, there are a few Chuvas in Per Ador. There's one Chuvas that discusses, the two that discusses Shvius Bezman Hazeh. There's a Chuvas in the Per Ador that discusses the Mishnah, Perek Mishnah Aleph, Neve V'Nechal. So the very end he writes, Aval Ve'ein kan iser min haTorah afilu Yisrael loy osra Torah el Zriya bilvad. This, by the way, is the Lashonos over here are very important in what Rebelsky discussed last week. What is the Shita of Rambam legave Shmita b'zman hazeh? Many point out that the Lashonos of this Rambam Shmita is also min haTorah b'zman hazeh. Aval hayerek hayotzei me'elov, hayerek hayotzei me'elov. Oyim Ovar Vizara, who mutter min haTorah, kimoi kloy zrom she'osir lezara. So far, so good, right? So far, consistent. Umutter lechol adover yoytze me'elov. Also so good, right? Mutter lechol dover yoytze me'elov. V'rabbonon hu de gozer olov. Shaloi legroi mirsha laoyve yaveira viyavoi lizroya. So lechayra, that's a strange way to end off, no? The rabbonu de gazer love good. Why did Chazal make gzeira? Why did Chazal make gzeira? Because lechayra, the Ram should have finished off. V'bnei oyve yaveira. Shalo yelech viyizra. To voice the kidneys, the seiser, ukishe yismachu yoichel mayem, the yorm is svichen hay. So, Sloshin Rambam, shalo ligre michshol la oive aveira, the yove lizroya. Lachari, that's the knas. No? We have a knas. What's the knas of Yaakor? Chazal said a person plants the iser. So, what's the halacha? Have to get rid of it. Why? Person plants b'mezid. So why did Chazal make a knas?
It's a deterrent.
Was that?
It's a deterrent.
The deterrent for not planting, right? Because if right, because if it'll be mutter, if the product will be mutter, so then people will. Then if I buy it, I'm being machshel the person, right? So if it says aser. What's Svichen? Svichen is that if it's mutter, so people will plant beseser. Ukishe yismchu yoichel mayhem. Lefichoch asru. So again, maybe I'm being overly medayik. Because the lashon of Rambam is, hu de gozer shle ligre michshel oivre aveira. The yovoi lizroya. So it could be that the Ram holds that's the getter of Svichin as well. I'll end up buying it, and then I'll be machshel the person. But
that just means that
this is a sentence of what?
You don't want to bother doing that later, pretending it was Mela, but then it was going to be us. But the Oswald, so there won't be any sentence to do it.
No, but he says, Hu de gozer, Shaloi ligroi mirsha, loi ve'aveira. Shaloi ligroi mirsha. Who's going Mirshal over there?
Torah is going Mirshal, because it's some name of Torah.
Yeah.
Preempting.
Gurim, I don't know. It's probably translated in Arabic.
Is that the same name? So, all right.
So, Gurim.
Planted in Eder? Okay.
Could be. I'm not sure. We'll have to, nobody makes that comment. But I was wondering, when I saw this comment, I was wondering whether it's so posh that the Rambam is that the Rambam is disagreeing with the Rabbi. The Lashon that the Rambam is disagreeing with the Rabbi is because the Lashon the Rambam is Mishum Svichen. Osru Koma Asher Osru B'Svichen. Kishor Svichen.
No, but it's more than you hold this mutter. They're arguing with Dina. And Shvi
Shenechus
L'Shvines.
Yeah.
Rambam holds Tetra Gomor.
Right.
It was
Nizr, so there was Nizr B'Isr. Over B'Zor B'Shvi, yes, so the Achronim who defended the Rambam may not hold this Mishum Svichen, so they're making this as that the Iker Gidula is B'Shvinis. But I agree with you that the would still be a Knas. Okay. So that'll be another nafkamina. Nafkamina that if it's Nizra b'Iser, so according to Raivin, Loimot Sino b'Zraya b'Shvinus Shum Heter. So he means Shum Heter even b'Moitzoy Shvinus and b'Mzara l'Yerakol b'Nilkat b'Shvinus. And in addition, he means the Iser of Yetzel Shvinus. And the Easter of even post Hanukkah. So Yaitzim he calls there the din of Svichim. So according to a person who's a Reya be Easter. So according to a person who's a Reya be Easter, so have a three machloikas. The din of Svichin is Loma Gozu, Neoibe Averisha Leich Vizra, Tuvos Vikidnis Vizarene Gina Besech Sadeu, Ushikisha Yitzmahu Yoichel Mehem, Vyomer Svichin Ein. So why were Chazal more concerned, Lagabe Shvius, Tevenis Svichin? So Pashtus is because Yisrael Chashun al Shvius. But I was wondering whether the pshat is that Chazal were more makbid, and certainly we find a certain halachas that Chazal were more makbid on being misayyei the Ovi Avera, for example, on Shabbos, right? Even in a situation where it's If it's in Shabbos, if somebody does say Mira Lenochri on a Dovar Kavu Bakarka, so there's an Easter of Maris Ayin. So Chazal were more makvid on the Maris Ayin of Shabbos, right? Even if Halacha Lamaisa, even if Roy Ve'ir is Bekablonus. So here you find in Shemitah that Chazal were more makbid on the Easter of Siyua. But we skipped many of the Mishnayos that discuss the Easter of Siyua, the Easter is often comes back to the din of Shemitah. So that's what I was wondering, whether that has to do with the mitzvah saseh of Yishav Sa'aretz. So I was wondering whether Hayois, that there's a mitzvah saseh of Yishav Sa'aretz, and the mitzvah say Shavs Oretz is even by Sodna Shul Hefker, and as Rav Osher pointed out, on Friday is irrespective of Bailos. So whether that places an extra Midrabbanan, an extra responsibility of making sure that there aren't Ramoim. What was the motivation for Chazal to be more concerned about the Ramoim during Shemitah? And especially if we learn Pshat in the Shuvas Rambam, that it's Shalei Legrei Mirshol. And Shalei Legrei Mirshol is an explanation of the Gzeres Svichen, right? Which fits in with the Hemshech HaLoshen, because the Loshen begins with Kemoi Kloi Umuter lechol hadavar yoytze me elav, right? Rabbonu negozer alav. Avar vizara hu muter min atayra. And the Rambam says, kemoi kiloi zram sha'osur lizara, umuter lechol davar yoytze me elav, which is a reference to Isa Svichen, banu negozer alav. L'chara the gzera is davar yoytze me elav. And memela, Svichenar, and memela, a person whose erei is included. Shulei ligrei michshaloi v'aveira. So the Iser, Chazal had extended an extra Iser in Svichen for the people who are Zereya b'seiser and are able to do an end run around the halacha. U'kishu yizvichu yoichel mayem v'yayim esvichen in lefichach osu kol asvichen. Why would Chazal write the Rambam in this case? So you find once in a while Chazal write it for a mom. But what was the an incentive to be writer for a mom? So he says, "V'kishayitzmachu." It's not so much that he's writer than Ramon. He's writer if yoichel mayem v'yoymar svichenein. Kishayitzmachu yoichel mayem v'yoymar svichenein. Lefichach asu kol asvichen. It sounds like from the Rambam that we're more concerned about the those who are going to eat it. Shalayelech v'yizra tvu b'kidnis b'zroni gina b'toch sadeyu b'seiser u'kishayitzmachu yoichel mayem v'yoymar svichenein. So that's what I was wondering whether what the Rambam's pointing out is heyoyz that there is an iser that the din of mitzvah say lishbois b'shana shviyas, and that mitzvah say may expand to anybody who has shaychus. So if a person is supporting a person who's doing shviyas b'iser, so not only be misayeya. But he himself is supporting, he himself is, I can't say moving matal the assay, because the bitla assay is only if one does the malachis. But could be that Chazal saw that this was an outgrowth, a yois, that there could be a bitla assay by people who are not, who are non-owners anyways. So supporting a person around by making sure that we are ready for a moim, so we are being mekayim our obligation to a further extent of being shayves. So that would explain again the nusach Rambam. Kol shetoytziya arvitz b'shana shviyas, whatever the land produces, in other words, whatever the land wasn't shayves on, it's mutter. It doesn't matter how it wasn't shayves. If it wasn't shayves because I was zayreya, that's a different din. That's the din of that's the kenas in the first pair. But it wasn't shayves because bein hazara shenafal lo mikayim shviyas. Bein if it's kayim mechazav vasu shneim bein minasom yorka sholu me'aleim. It wasn't shayves because it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. So mitzad din is mutter because there was no violation, there was no malacha. Chazal said afal pikein we cannot be nene from this ishvisa of the land. So why did Chazal make such a din? Because there are more. But the din is mugdar as being nene from the from that which is gadol, that which is certainly gadol in a recognized way. Okay, so this is at least a ha'ara on in Yoni Svicha. So we'll finish up with one more shir on and the details of the Heter Mechira Mitzvah.